I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our times. When StoryCorps visited Columbia, World War II veteran Vernon Brantley shared his story with his friend, Shannon Petit. As a driver in the Army, Vernon fought in the Battle of the Bulge, Hitler's last major campaign. Here, Shannon asks Vernon about his memories of the battle, which began on December 16, 1944.
In the position you were in, did you realize how outmanned, outsupplied, and what better tanks the Germans had than you?
Well, after you see two or three of your tanks being knocked out by one of theirs, and you realize that our 75-millimeter guns were ineffective against their tanks, it didn't take you long to realize that this is going to be a tough fight. And I have to give credit to the guys that would slip up around behind one of the German tanks somewhere or another with a bazooka and manage to knock it out. There's an awful lot of the so-called casualties, but they were the real heroes. And those guys over there under those white crosses is what really gave us the victory that we did.
Tell me about the weather. I know you said it was horrible and cold, and what was it like?
Well, we had basically trained to go to the South Pacific, so our equipment was not geared for that type of weather. I don't know exactly what the temperature was, but and of course we did not know about chill factor. So, you know, you can have weather conditions where even if you had a thermometer and it reads 30 degrees, and if you've got a 15 or 20 mile an hour wind blowing, chill factor would drop it down to 15, whatever below.
Did you have gloves and hats and things like that?
If we had socks, we used socks as gloves. We actually were known to wear some of the German equipment or either the Belgian clothing. I had a rabbit fur jacket now, and I spit rabbit fur out for weeks afterwards. But it had, and we wear bath towels, anything that you could get, drapes from a house. We'd make scarves out of those. After a while, you get so cold that you get numb. And I still do not like cold weather, I'll be honest to say.
You had stayed after Hitler was defeated, the Battle of the Bulge was over. You stayed on for about 6 months, is that right?
I was in the hospital. I was wounded on January the 6th, which was right in the middle of the Bulge battle. And we were just going on to the offensive at that point in time. I was in the hospital for several weeks. I was supposed to have been evacuated to England, but the weather conditions and the tremendous number of wounded that we had at the time, I received very little treatment and was not evacuated, but I was able to return to my unit after about 30 days, but it took me 2 weeks then to catch back up with my unit because it had been moved to the southern part of France, then had moved from there to Holland. So actually, while I was in the hospital, my replacement, the driver, and also our platoon leader, Lieutenant Weakley, were killed by a British plane, or a plane that was marked with British markings as a Spitfire. So the fact that I was wounded and in the hospital probably saved my life. That was one of the things that was good or bad, but turned out to be my good luck.
Vernon Brantley talking with Shannon Petit from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia on December 16, 2016, the anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Produced locally by Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Huntsberger.